everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the second part of the Once a Ranger 15th Anniversary Special. Last time, we got a new villain that makes no sense. Can they stop him? Maybe. All right, so let's get this started here. 3, 2, 1, go! Once a Ranger Part 2 was the 21st episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired also on July 23rd, 2007, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Britta Johnstone. I would like to point out this is a month and almost a week before actual Power Ranger Day. And they did air an episode the day before Power Ranger Day. So it's kind of weird, the timing, but I guess you got to fit it in, right? Last time on Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, I am Thrax. I'm proposing a temporary alliance. I've severed your connection to the Universal Morphing Grid. You are no longer Power Rangers. Who are they?
I have asked these previous Power Rangers to help.
I just don't have the technology to repair this connection to the Morphing Grid.
I think I know who might.
We talked about it, and we'd like to go back to our normal lives.
This is the first time I've ever seen it as a two-parter. I just realized.
We've got new rangers and no jewels. Thrax's plan is failing.
Speaking of Thrax,
I can't be right.
My troops are keeping an eye on
the... I think I usually skip the recap part. This is our new Mighty Morphin theme for the episode.
And what exactly are we looking for?
I'm afraid you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Sweet, it's Angel Grove. Looks just like a warehouse. Oh, see how his power is red now instead of green?
I'm getting some strange energy coming from right over there. Chillers.
How did they know?
Still have the plan Xanda.
What's plan... Oh, yes, plan Xanda. Alright, so this is fun, because for the most part, they'll be using stunt actors, except for Adam. See how they keep having to hide their faces? Wow, you must suck at slight swiping if you can't do it, letting him do that. I wonder if they have to, like, redo some of their training when they do these. That was actually the title of an episode of Dino Thunder. See, he's old school. Plus, he's really good at this. I'm still not sure how that last kick worked, but okay. The old school, because he did it himself. Wow, that is a terrible looking lightning bolt.
This is
They couldn't do something better?
Remember what the others said. Once a ranger, always a ranger.
Yeah, but what good's being a Power Ranger if you don't have any power?
As long as you keep fighting for what's right, you'll always have power.
Yeah, dude.
What did Thrax mean when he said he knew what could defeat you?
There is one weapon that has the power to end my days. The Sword Excelsior. I'm sure Thrax intends to get it and exact his revenge on me.
Why don't we go get it first?
No. It's too dangerous. Protecting the jewels must come first. I grow weak. I must rest.
Oh, I think I know what he's gonna do. Look, she won an empty, dirty cup. I like how he's actually working in Auckland, New Zealand, so... Okay, this is kind of funny. I did like that one.
Security system, or this is gonna get stolen. Again, good thing you called me.
Thanks.
Shouldn't he be working with them on how to do it? Now, doesn't he have a mission still?
And that concludes our lecture on sustainable energy and global warming.
She got a job that fast? She's so boring.
The heck? What are you doing here? It's so great to see you.
Okay, how long has it been since
I'm here for something really important.
They quit?
What do you know about a sword called Excelsior?
There's a book all about it in our library.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh, wait.
I gotta go. See ya.
Wonder if that's the same prop pink phone that the Pink Ranger probably had in... I don't know if she had a phone in Oakinger. Oh, yeah, good job. Is that the same hole they fell in Dino Thunder? I mean, it could be.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Well, I don't see a dinosaur mouth that he could move.
This'll do.
Well, there's still bones, though.
Hope you don't mind.
That toss did not go far enough. They did not cut around that very well. You know, I did have half a second there where I thought, why does he have the... Actually, I thought Zed for a second.
I knew you were going to do
forgot which show I was watching.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Alpha! That's actually looks like the actual suit. Haha, didn't work.
What's happening?
You obviously don't know
they're just gonna stand there and watch.
Excelsior belongs to the warrior god.
Oh, maybe not.
Only she can release the sword.
Give me that sword.
Haha.
If I can't have the sword, then I'll trash your entire planet.
Wow, that's a heck of a temper tantrum.
Knowledge of the Morphin Grid to try and fix it. So we're counting on
Good timing.
Wouldn't you know it, they still make him bigger.
Adam, you take the flashpoint. I'll keep an eye on Alpha's progress.
Ooh, his accent slipped there.
I bet if we were still Rangers, the goddess would give us the sword.
I doubt it.
Come on, we better get back.
You're still the same, you just handed in your morpher. Oh, yeah, all together. Good job. Now that's what they should have been doing.
Greetings.
Oh, whoa.
I am the warrior goddess. The unity of your friendship and the conviction in your heart has convinced me that you are worthy. Excelsior is yours now.
She's not very good at acting, is she?
Cool.
Well, he wouldn't be in the Morphin Grid.
No way.
They actually made Zord cockpits for this. Well, I think they had them anyway, now that I think about it. We've already seen them in the seen the other guys in the Zords unmorphed. What? Now this scene does happen in the Sentai, I believe. Boken Red is morphed for it, but yeah, this happens in that, but I don't know what made him think to help them out here. That's weird.
We were wrong to leave.
And we'd like to come back and do anything you need us to do.
Finally.
Come back to the team. There you are.
Really saved our butts out there.
Oh, they were ready for Alpha.
Alpha 6, at your service.
We brought him in to repair the Morphin Grid.
I cannot believe Alpha was ever put in a box.
Another down! I don't believe it! Vulturus was supposed to
Alpha 6 should be on...
One thing I learnt about the Power Rangers.
Oh, what's that planet?
A plan B.
Oh, there you go. Irinoi? No. I cannot think of the name of that planet off the top of my head. Here we go. I like how they just, without any words, just decided to meet at the same quarry. In all the years since then, since this morph, people have tried to come up with new morphs for the MMPR Rangers, as well as try to change the music in that one bit so it's actually Power Rangers music. Lots of different people try different ways and to varying degrees of success. I don't think any of them have really looked good, though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I took your powers away!
That's what you thought, but once a ranger, always a ranger!
Come, my evil alliance!
So in theory, the voice actor for Sentinel Knight, who was also Chip last season, might have been reunited with Xanda when they were doing the voiceover stuff for this episode, right? I wonder if it's the first time they'd seen each other since Mystic Force ended. But from what I understand, the acting pool in New Zealand is pretty small, so they probably did some other stuff in between together. Ironically, in the Sentai version, they actually do have a bit where Boken Red uses those guns. And the red Deca Red isn't even in the special. I should point out, there is a good story reason for him to do that. It's not just willy-nilly. Wow, sliced him right in the back and it did nothing. Yeah, what is this? Somewhat synchronized flipping. Oh, he works by himself, but he gets the overdrive theme. Nice. I don't think they usually get the theme with the words, right? I like that he gets to use the Defender Vest, though. That's kind of cool. I mean, why not? Utilize the modern stuff. I also like that they give Adam the big fight instead of Mac. So I don't know if it's a different material or what, but I don't think the Black Ranger suit ever looked that good back in the Saban days. Could also be the film they're using too, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out if they put these two together because of the water angle or because they're just the other two girls left over after you put the two yellows together. Oh wow, they fly! You know, I think they also did new here on Adam's suit. Not only does the suit look better, but I think this is the first time the Power Rangers version of the Black Ranger helmet actually uses the yellow eyes instead of, like, golden. You know what I like about this? First of all, they completely missed. But normally when Mac uses that weapon, it requires the entire team to hold him without him flying backwards, right? For this, it was just Adam.
Now that's what I call Ranger power.
You got that right.
First, I was glad when you came. Then I was mad when you stayed. Now I'm sad that you're leaving.
Yeah, we're really gonna miss you. We're gonna miss you.
They actually made Dax feel emotions.
Master Bridge.
Is it the Buttriest?
I love it.
Just remember, we're only a phone call away.
Tori Hansen, custom surfboards. Oh, impressive.
And guys, feel free anytime to drop into the Rock Forum. I'll give you a 10% discount. You'll be laughing.
And I'm going to come see you guys. I'll bring you my CD that I'm working on.
So, Alpha, you ready to head back to Angel Grove? You know, I could use some help in my dojo.
You bet anywhere's better than that crater.
Okay, guys.
He's going to have a robot help with the dojo? See what they did there. I guess they can say it, but they just can't sing it. That was kind of an underwhelming team up. They did actually advance the Overdrive story a little bit. So, you know, they can't just pretend it didn't happen, which I do like. But it just seemed underwhelming to me. But maybe that's just me. Maybe you loved it. Let me know if you did. But in the meantime, that's it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we will be watching our next episode, obviously, One Fine Day. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
Come on.